light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Empire of AI presents a vivid, deeply reported journey through the rise of OpenAI and the turbulent leadership orbiting Sam Altman. Karen Howe blends investigative rigor with narrative clarity to reveal how an ambitious research lab transformed into a global powerhouse, shaping the next era of technology. The book tracks the dizzying arc from lofty mission statements and early breakthroughs to headline-grabbing launches that placed generative AI at the center of culture, business, and politics. Along the way, Howe surfaces the trade-offs, compromises, and human stakes behind each milestone. Readers gain a ground-level view of internal debates over safety, openness, and speed, as well as the external pressures from investors, partners, regulators, and a captivated public. Rather than a simple rise and fall story, this is a textured map of an empire in motion, where dreams of intelligence at scale collide with governance challenges, market incentives, and the hard limits of real-world deployment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, founding ideals and the evolution from lab to platform. Howe traces the organization from its original research-driven ideals to a complex entity balancing science, products, and partnerships. Early on, the mission emphasized broad benefit and careful stewardship. As capabilities accelerated, the lab faced a pivotal shift toward a capped profit structure and major commercialization efforts. Howe shows how this evolution reshaped incentives, pushed teams to productize research, and created a cadence of launches that captured public imagination. The narrative ties model advances to strategic choices, such as scaling compute, tightening release practices, and refining safety mitigations. Readers see how developments like conversational AI moved from demo to mass adoption, forcing leaders to reconcile openness with control and scientific caution with market timing. The chapter situates OpenAI within a competitive field while highlighting how brand, talent density, and early infrastructure bets gave it momentum. The result is a grounded account of how a research mission became a platform strategy with global reach. Secondly, governance shock and the 2023 leadership crisis. A central drama is the boardroom crisis that culminated in the sudden ouster and rapid return of Sam Altman. Howe reconstructs the timeline and the decision dynamics to illuminate tensions between nonprofit oversight, fiduciary duties, and the realities of running a fast-growing enterprise. The episode exposes misalignments among directors, executives, and staff regarding risk, transparency, and control. Howe explains how internal revolt, talent leverage, and the influence of strategic partners combined to reverse the decision within days. This sequence serves as a case study in modern tech governance, showing how legacy structures struggle under the weight of hyperscale AI and market stakes. The reporting clarifies what the crisis means for future oversight models, the durability of safety commitments, and the extent to which boards can constrain charismatic executives. Readers come away with a richer sense of why governance in frontier AI requires new tools, norms, and accountability mechanisms. Thirdly, safety, alignment, and the speed of deployment. The book dives into the core tension shaping frontier AI: how to advance capabilities while mitigating risks to individuals and society. Howe examines internal safety teams, red teaming, and practices like reinforcement learning from human feedback, alongside concerns about misuse, bias, hallucination, and emergent behaviors. She contrasts arguments for open research with calls for tighter releases, content filters, and staged deployment. The narrative explores relationships with academics and civil society, showing how external pressure influenced safety practices and disclosure. Howe highlights the difficult calculus when user demand, competitive pressure, and investor expectations push for rapid iteration. She also captures lessons from incidents and policy responses across regions, from the United States to Europe and beyond. Rather than simple prescriptions, The book offers a realistic portrait of trade-offs that every AI leader must make, emphasizing the need for monitoring, evals, incident reporting, and governance that evolves as systems scale. Fourthly, compute capital and the geopolitics of scale. How maps the material foundation of the AI boom? Compute clusters, energy, chips, data pipelines, and the capital required to orchestrate them. The book explains how partnerships with hyperscalers shaped model roadmaps and deployment economics, and why control over compute has become a strategic moat. Readers learn how cloud deals, shared incentives, and complex licensing agreements influence research prioritization and product rollouts. How places these dynamics within a broader context of chip supply constraints, regulatory scrutiny, and international competition over foundational technologies. She also discusses how scaling laws and training budgets feed a winner takes most logic, raising questions about concentration of power and barriers for new entrants. The result is a clear framework for understanding why model quality is only part of the story, and how the empire of AI rests on infrastructure layers, procurement strategy, and financing structures that can both accelerate innovation and narrow who gets to compete. Lastly, human stories, labor, and societal ripple effects. Beyond boardrooms and data centers, how centers the people who build, audit, and live with AI systems. She profiles researchers, engineers, policy staff, and contractors who perform annotation, moderation, and safety work. The narrative surfaces tensions between mission and burnout, innovation and caution, and the personal cost of working at the frontier. How connects product decisions to downstream effects on creators, educators, journalists, and knowledge workers navigating disruption and new opportunities? Issues of bias, misinformation, and intellectual credit appear not as abstract debates, but as daily operational challenges that shape user trust. The book also tracks policy engagements and public reception, showing how civil society responses fed back into technical roadmaps. By weaving these human threads, Howe reveals the lived experience behind headlines and charts. Readers gain empathy for the complexities within AI organizations and a concrete sense of how design choices ripple through classrooms, studios, offices, and civic life. In conclusion, Empire of AI is essential for technology leaders, policymakers, founders, investors, researchers, and curious readers who want a reliable compass through a fast-moving landscape. Karen Howe combines access with skepticism to deliver clarity on governance, safety, and strategy without hype or cynicism. The book will help you evaluate AI claims, plan responsible rollouts, and anticipate regulatory shifts. It offers practical insight into how incentives, infrastructure, and culture shape outcomes, equipping you to make better career, investment, and policy decisions. Choose this book over generic AI primers because it brings fresh reporting, original analysis, and a balanced perspective on both promise and peril. Rather than offering easy answers, it provides mental models and case studies you can apply across products and organizations. If you want to understand not only what OpenAI built, but how it navigated power, risk, and public trust, this is the clearest and most actionable guide you can buy right now. If you would like to support Karen Howe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine-Nar Tree, better life begins in a book.